The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Shavua Tov, Rolene Marx. How are you this afternoon?
Shavua Tov. I am good. And yourself? I hope you are all keeping safe and not raging.
No, we're all good and we're definitely not advising raging. Let's talk about rage, actually. That's a wonderful segue because please can you untangle the story about this Saudi prince who seems to have gone off on a bit of a rant.
Well, this is an interesting story. This is Prince Turki Al-Faisal. He's not to be confused with the very important prince, which is Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Al-Faisal, who led Saudi intelligence for about 20 or so years and served as ambassador to the US and also to the UK, said that, and this was in a panel held in Bahrain and attended by our own foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi. And he said, with Ashkenazi in the room, he accused Israel of being a Western colonizing power, of incarcerating Palestinians in concentration camps under the flimsiest of security accusations. And he said that we are just demolishing homes as they wish and assassinating who we wish. Now, this is very, very, very extreme kind of language. And this is coming at a time when there is a lot of rapprochement between Israel and the Saudis with the hopes of normalizing. And this also comes at a time when there is increased normalization, not just with Bahrain and the UAE, but, you know, we're also hoping to even see countries like Qatar perhaps in the future normalize ties with Israel. And it was very interesting because it must have been super awks for Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi, you know, who was sitting in the room, and he was given the floor immediately after Prince Turki. I don't know, Simon, maybe his name Turki is an indication of, it's the kind of fighting words that we are used to hearing from regimes like the Erdogan regime. But Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi, who also served as the Ramatkal, the IDF chief of staff, said that, you know, he said, I would like to express my regrets on the comments of the Saudi representative. He says, I don't believe that they reflect the spirit and the changes taking place in the Middle East. Very, very classy answer by one foreign minister, Ashkenazi.
Do you perhaps think that this could be representative of the factions within Saudi Arabia itself, in that maybe Prince Turki's approach was more reflective of the kings as opposed to everybody else as being more reflective of MBS?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And the king's views are not as extreme as this. This is very, very extreme, these kind of accusations, especially if you've served as ambassador to Western countries and you would know differently. But I don't know if perhaps he is trying to reassure the street in some parts. Or the Palestinian streets of the Saudis, you know, no matter what you hear about the opening of airspace and talking, et cetera, that the Saudis, still have the interests of the Palestinians at heart. But it also makes me extremely sad that, you know, this very, very inflammatory kind of language is the kind of language that will appeal to the street. You know, if we are to have any kind of peace, any kind of normalization with our Palestinian neighbors, never mind the rest of the region, we have to have a departure from this kind of rhetoric. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen.
So while all this is happening and the rhetoric being increased, at the same time, I-24 News and Abu Dhabi Media signing a memorandum of understanding.
Well, isn't this extraordinary? I mean, every day we're having memorandums of understanding. Memorandums of understanding are the new normal, everybody, which is a very, very good thing. I mean, we had an MOU signed and announced in the UAE about a museum to the Jewish refugees from MENA countries, that's the Middle East and North African countries. That is simply extraordinary. But in a region where the media has played such a primary role in dispelling propaganda, or, you know, helping to push a very, very specific narrative. I mean, I'm not talking about you, Al Jazeera, but maybe I could be. It is quite extraordinary to see a MOU being signed by I-24 News. If you don't know about I-24 News, it is an international news channel broadcasting out of Jaffa Port in English, Arabic, and French. It's owned by Franck Mouloul and Patrick Drahi, who are French, former diplomats themselves. And this memorandum of understanding with Abu Dhabi Media means that they will share resources, they will share libraries. You know, it will be quite massive, because I think in a way it will help us better understand the narrative or the sentiments on the ground in the UAE, but it very importantly helps take the face of Israel, which you seldom see in many mainstream media outlets, out to the Middle East. Very, very important and quite extraordinary in my opinion.
You alerted me a little earlier in the day, Rolene, to what was then breaking news, apparently unrest at Qalandia.
Well, we've had more than that today. In fact, Qalandia has been the site and the scene of quite a bit of unrest today. Earlier today, a Palestinian man who tried to carry out a stabbing attack, he was neutralized by police. He is reportedly in serious condition. He hasn't been killed. And just to clarify, when we talk about a terrorist or somebody who has been neutralized, we don't necessarily mean that they have been killed. But also earlier today, 6 troops were injured and 4 Palestinians shot, nobody killed, when clashes broke out, when the troops came in to try and arrest 3 on suspicion of stealing cars. And this happened as well as Palestinians on the roofs of the buildings throwing cinder blocks and other heavy objects onto the troops and the police below.
Wow. All right, so heating up. Let's talk COVID. Third wave, apparently.
Is there a third wave? Is there potentially a third lockdown? And I do have to say, if Israel does go into a third lockdown for Hanukkah, and that's been discussed at the moment, not confirmed, this will be an entire Jewish year without a single chag being celebrated, you know, with family and friends. It's quite extraordinary. But yeah, the numbers have risen slightly over the last couple of days, and which has prompted the health ministry to be concerned and to say that we could go into another period of lockdown, that if it continues, we could see a possible. It also has in some parts been dismissed as also extreme talk to try and get people to behave themselves, because people haven't been behaving themselves. Maybe it's because a vaccine is in sight. You know, we are busy discussing the rollout plans. We should be receiving the vaccines within the next few weeks. The health ministry want to try and vaccinate at least 2 million Israelis within the next 6 weeks, or within a 6-week period. And the army have offered to help with the rollout. And I know we're all looking at the UK to see what's going to happen there, all with a lot of excitement, but also a lot of debate taking place. Who are going to be the first to get the jabber? Yuli Edelstein, the health minister, says he definitely wants to be amongst the first to get the jabby. He says he wants to be able to encourage Israelis to not be scared of having the chisun.
Okay.
Chisun is a vaccine.
Yeah.
And will Prime Minister Netanyahu roll up his sleeve, clean the area, and take one for the country to encourage us? Let's see. But it does feel a little bit more positive now that we can see some kind of solution in sight.
Rolene, that's where we've got to leave it this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll talk elections. As always, thank you so much.
You and I, same place tomorrow.